My brothers and sisters in Christ, just a quick note of thanks to everybody who came to visit the new rectory this past week. It was a joy to have several hundred of you over to the rectory. It was a great time to see all of you. Whoever stole the living room couch, if you could bring it back, please. Thank you. Actually, we traded it for a big pan of caramel rolls, so that was a fair trade. Fair trade. Thanks for the caramel rolls. Today, our Lord speaks to us about prayer, and that you and I have to learn to persevere in prayer. Our Lord tells us we have to persevere in prayer. Where is Jesus at the beginning of this gospel reading today? He was in a certain place, and he was praying. Jesus was in a certain place and he was praying. The disciples seen his phenomenal powers. They see him healing sick people, literally raising people who are dead. They see him speaking to a storm, and the storm listens to him. The sea is calm. The winds stop. And they're saying, that you can hear people in the crowd saying, where did this man get all of this? And because they know that he's a carpenter. How does a carpenter start telling a storm to stop? How does a carpenter, a simple man, begin to raise people from the dead? And they start looking more closely at his life, looking more closely at Jesus. Who is he? What's going on here? As we should. And what do they see? They see Jesus praying. Not just in the synagogue when everybody goes to the temple to pray. But they see Jesus praying a lot, often. And they see him praying in silence. Where did this man get all of this? Jesus isn't just flaunting his strength around. Instead, when Jesus wants powerful things to happen, he goes and he prays. And he's praying in silence. He goes off to a deserted place. He goes to a place of silence, and he perseveres in prayer. Remember the story of the disciples when they couldn't cast out the demons we had a few weeks ago? Lord, he couldn't cast out the demons. And the only way, Jesus says, that you can cast out these demons is through what? Prayer. So how important, my brothers and sisters, is it to pray? But not only to pray, because we all can pray. We all know about prayer. But to do that all-important work of persevering in prayer, to keep praying even when we don't get the results that we're looking for. How important is it for us to, as we say, persevere, to be persistent? This is the exact example Jesus uses in the gospel. He shows that the man who has guests over goes to his good friend next door, and his good friend won't help out with the guests, won't get up to get him anything. He says, if his friend won't answer the door because of their friendship, he will because he's persistent. Keep pounding at the door. He'll probably call 911 as well and have him arrested for knocking at his door so late. Persistence in prayer bears the fruit. Jesus has to tell us, actually, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be open to you. And then he reiterates it. He doesn't just say that. He goes on and he says, because the one who asks always receives. And that person who is seeking will find. Every single one of us, if we're honest, is seeking for something. We are looking for something. And perhaps even we've asked the Lord one or two times. But how many of us are persistent in looking and longing for God, for what he truly has to offer, for what he wants to do in our lives, those great miracles, those deep answers to those most tough questions in our lives? How many of us are persistent like that? Did you see the example that we have in Abraham in that first reading, right? What's he worried about? Sodom and Gomorrah, towns of incredible sinfulness, incredible sinfulness. Abraham knows it. Why? Because his relative lives there, Lot. He knows all about what's going on. There's no question in his mind. It's a hideous place. But he doesn't stop from asking Almighty God, who's standing right next to him, says, can you, if there's 50 good people, if there's still 50 good people, God, will you destroy? And he even kind of nudges God a little bit. You're supposed to be this all-important, holy, righteous judge. You wouldn't kill the good people with the bad people, would you, God? Now, can I ask you something? Does God need to be reminded that he's the judge? No. That he's a just judge? No. But Abraham is persistent. He's showing his persistence. He really wants to know the answer. God, please intercede for them. Help them. And so God says, if there's 50, I won't. And then he keeps going and going. 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. He keeps pushing the issue because he wants God to have mercy. And we know that Sodom and Gomorrah got rained down with fire. It was a city that was destroyed. But not everybody died, remember? Not everybody in that city died. God actually saved a few of them. Remember that Lot and his family were saved, thanks to the persistence of Lot's prayer, of Abraham's prayers. My brothers and sisters, in a world that doesn't really care about prayer or that really questions if there's a God, it's hard to be persistent. Don't give in. Don't give up. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and that door will be opened to you. This is Jesus' promise to us. And so let's think about at this Mass and throughout our day, not just when we're in church, but at work and at home, let's be thinking about what it is we're asking from God. Let's be searching. He will be found by those who are looking for him. He is listening. He is listening. Let's prepare our hearts to find him. He comes to us now in this Holy Eucharist.